The one exception, the one contested race after the first week is for mayor of Carrboro, Mike Benson, filing to run against incumbent mayor Lydia Lavelle, which means, as Lydia Lavelle joins us here in the studio, that this unfortunately is going to have to be the last, because you're not going to be here next week, the last one of these weekly conversations we do until after Election Day, when someone is going to be joining us on the air.
Right. Well, you can just watch all the debates all fall, Aaron.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll have some of the debates here on THL, and if it ends up being like two or three candidates, and it's great. We can all be in here, and
we can have a party and talk about all the issues in Carrboro.
And it really, and Jean Bullock was on the air last hour, and she said, and she promised me that you would agree with this, and she's, I'm sure she's right, that it really is good for just for local government to have these contested races so that we can talk about issues like this. 2 years ago, you ran unopposed, and there were what, three aldermen, all incumbents, all running unopposed, and we didn't get to talk about the direction that Carrboro is taking. So this is actually a really good thing for the town.
No, it really is. And honestly, I think I've said this to you throughout the year. Mm-hmm. In this year of activism, in this year of increased kind of awareness among local citizens, I would have been surprised if someone hadn't decided to run for not just mayor, but a few more for alderman and all the seats, really, because I've actually spoken to many folks over the last several months who have expressed an interest in running for office, and I've been a part of a lot of forums on how to do that. Mm-hmm. And one thing a race does is it gives you an opportunity to kind of tell the town and tell the citizenry exactly what you've been up to and what's going on, and to re-engage even more than we do on Tuesday nights, re-engage at a different level with citizens who have extra concerns or issues or questions, and so that'll be a part of the process for the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun discussion. It's going to be a valuable discussion, too.
It will be. And there's a certain energy that comes around campaigning, mm-hmm. That you don't get while you're serving in office or when you're running unopposed. And so to that degree, I think that our community will be better for it.
Yeah. And I think the last contested election in Carrboro was 4 years ago. And really the big issue in that race was parking, which was just sort of the simmering issue for several years. And then it really got raised during that campaign 4 years ago. And ever since then, the town has really been concerned with it and focusing on it and trying to do something about it long term as well as short term, in a way that maybe we wouldn't be doing if it hadn't gotten raised and if we hadn't spent 4 months talking about it as much.
Right.
As we
No. Well, it certainly validates items that we spend a lot of time and energy and effort on. I know in particular, Barbara Fushi is mm-hmm. running for the Board of Aldermen, and she has already started a really active campaign and is out meeting with citizens, holding little town halls and so forth, and kind of trying to get concerns from folks that we might not otherwise hear about. And so that's part of the process.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, you got a week left if you're listening out there and you want to run for local office. I'm in this sort of weird place where I'm so invested in Orange County government, and I know all of the big issues in Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County and even Hillsboro, but I live in Durham. I have no idea what's going on in Durham. I'm so invested in this community, just coming in here and talking with you and Mayor Heminger and Stevens and Mark Dorison and all the people here about the issues of the day here in Orange County. It's like, what is even going on in Durham?
Right. Well, there's an awful lot going on
there
in Durham.
There is an awful lot going on in Durham.
And there are a lot of races and issues and so forth. And the other thing I think is interesting, you pointed it out at somewhere along the line, but to run for office in our community, all you do is pay a fee.
Yeah.
I mean, now for mayor in Carrboro, it's $15. Okay, I want to note that. But in a lot of states, for example, my brother in Ohio is talking to him, you have to have a kind of a petition with mm-hmm. a certain number of signatures that you have to turn in while you also file, or in some instances, you have to reside in a town for a certain amount of time before
right.
you can run. You know, it's really pretty wide open here. You pay the fee, you can run.
Yeah. So. It's also a little surprising that the barrier to running is as low as it is, that we don't have more candidates. Like in a politically active town like this, you'd think.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Well, let's for those who are running and those who choose to run, it's it's a campaign. I mean, you do a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have forums, you'll have questionnaires, you'll be kind of knocking on doors, you'll be putting up signs, you'll be raising money. I mean, but it's, again, it's wonderful energy, wonderful engagement. There's no community I would rather run in than the town of Carrboro.
Yeah. Speaking with Mayor Liddy Lavelle, and again, filing period goes on for another week, but this is our last weekly conversation, so we've got to talk about the next 4 months today. So let's talk about Summer Streets that's coming up on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is always a lot of fun downtown.
Right. Well, this is, our Summer Streets, our July version of it. And again, as you said, it runs from 9 until 2. It's East Weaver Street. That's kind of in front of Weaver Street Market. Mm. This one is being hosted by the Orange Food Council. And what we're trying to do with some of our Summer Streets this year is have a co-sponsor to kind of have a little bit more energy around the activity. And I know that some of the things that they're going to be doing is having some free yoga, having local food tasting, having some bubbles and water sprinklers for the kids, have some chalk, you know. Now, it is hot, you know, so that's part of the reason why we're having some of these things, like the water cooling down.
Yep.
And we after the summer, I think we'll take another look again at the June and July Summer Streets and see, does it really make sense to have it in the middle of the summer? So we'll evaluate that. It's not that expensive, but it does create a little bit of a small burden on downtown, I'll say.
Right.
Everybody closing off the street. One thing we've done with our August Summer Streets is we've actually incorporated it with our Latin American Festival. Mm-hmm. And so the Summer Streets event in August, which is actually going to be Sunday, August 27th, it'll run from 12:30 to 7:30, and it actually runs on West Weaver between North Greensboro and Lindsay, kind of on the other side. And it's, you know, that's a fabulous festival if you haven't been to it. Previously, it used to be at Town Commons, but there's, you know, live music and authentic food, arts and crafts, folkloric dances, a Zumbathon.
Nice.
You know, stretch out and get ready for that.
Right,
wear your tennis shoes.
But
anyway, that's another event that we've, that's one where I guess you could say we've kind of piggybacked on another event to close down the street and have some activity.
And that one's hosted by El Centro, right?
This one's hosted by El Centro. Yeah, and again, that'll be Sunday, August 27th. So the one this weekend and then the one in August.
Yeah, so what does it mean for, like, Orange Food Council to host this one? I know they're providing some things, but is there going to be information there about the Food Council and other things like that?
Yeah, they'll be there to talk about the Food Council, and I think that's kind of the local food tasting aspect of it. But also, it's also just to generally try to create more of a buzz about it. Because what we have found is that people kind of stumble on it sometimes. They're not really aware of it. It's not kind of like every weekend. You know, sometimes people actually will come downtown and see the barrels and think that the road's closed, but closed for construction, not closed for, hey, you can come out and play in the street, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just a little bit of a mindset kind of a thing, too, that we were trying to get with that.
Speaking with Mayor Liddy Lavelle again, that Summer Streets this weekend is Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on East Weaver Street. And as we've been saying, there's a lot of cool stuff going on Sunday, but not much of it overlaps. So go to Carrboro in the morning, head to Mapleview at 1 or so for National Ice Cream Day, and then come back for Ron Fest at 3 o'clock on Franklin Street. So you can hit it all on Sunday. And if you go at 9 o'clock in the morning to Summer Streets, it won't be super hot, right?
Yeah, go early. I would go early if I were in town. Now, I think I've told you this. I'm very sad to say that my family vacation is next week, so I wish Ron all the best. I hate I can't be there.
Yeah. So what's going on for the rest of the summer?
One other announcement that I want to make is that we are in the process of doing a residential solid waste services study.
Yep.
And so if you are a citizen or a resident of Carrboro, we are currently having this survey, and it's really an important one we want to get a lot of information from the public about. If you're a resident, you can either, go on our website and you can click there and actually take the survey. That's what I've done. If you want a paper copy, you can request one or have it emailed to you. But as you go through the survey, what it really does is kind of analyze your habits with regard to how often you recycle and how often you put out your recycling bin, how often you put out your trash bin, how often you use the yard service waste pickup, alternative type of recycling that you do, like do you compost? Do you do some other kind of recycling? Like, even though I compost at home, I also bring some goods here to the farmer's market on Saturday. Do you donate or have other people use your leaves for mulch or whatever? So it's really to get a big picture of that. But I do think it is going to help inform our Public Works Department as we analyze our solid waste habits of our citizenry, because it may end up that we adapt some of our routes where garbage trash pickup maybe is once every other week or something. Because what I have found personally and in talking to other people is my recycle bin fills up a lot faster than my trash bin.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the experience with everyone around here. And also, actually, additionally, even filling up my recycle bin, I can sometimes wait 2 weeks before I put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a certain kind of efficiency that we think we can gain by getting some valuable information from our citizens, and that'll result in cost savings and result in less wear and tear on our equipment and so forth.
Yeah, and that's definitely the case, I think, now that you got the big bins, right? That
absolutely.
You can take more time to fill them up, so maybe the route's not as often.
That was the goal. And also, you know, even like, let's say it's a week I only have one bag of trash, you know, sometimes I'll say to my neighbor, can I throw it in your bin?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That way it's fewer stops for the, you know, the trash. And maybe you don't want it to sit in there an extra week, you know, for whatever reason. So you could, you know, combine it in one or something.
So is that something that is getting sent out to people that they can fill out, or something that you have to go to the website to access?
It has gone out to everyone who's on our email list, neighborhood, listserv, and everyone, but that's not everyone by far.
Right.
So we're really trying to get the word out through, you know, PSAs and general announcements. The survey is open until July 21st.
Okay.
So it's still open for a good bit of time.
One more week, yeah.
I can leave with you if you'd like to announce
okay.
it a few times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, speaking with Mayor Lavelle, and for people who are not on the listserv and haven't gotten the info, to just go to townofcarborough.org and...
Yep, go to townofcarborough.org, and right now it's the second or third news flash on the front page, but, you know, you can go right to Solid Waste Services, and it's all explained right there.
Awesome. And takes how long to do?
It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those surveys that you don't mind taking. It's kind of
right.
quick and to the point.
Okay, awesome. Again, speaking with Mayor Lavelle, and before we let you go, what's coming up this fall? The board still has another month or so of vacation, or vacation in scare quotes.
It seems like vacation.
Yeah, it seems like vacation.
Right, right.
Before the meetings start back up again in the fall, but what are the big issues that the board has to tackle?
Yeah, so we'll have a lot again on our plate this fall. I would say town-wise, there's a couple of positions we have that are vacant right now, that our public works director position is vacant, as well as our transportation coordinator position. Both of those, I think the transportation coordinator is a little further along than the other one. Getting people in those positions, I think, will help shepherd some of these projects we have that have gotten slowed down a little bit. For instance, the solid waste study is one that helps inform our solid waste kind of issues, and you may be aware that the Gail Wilson with the county, he's the solid waste person, is retiring. So I think there's going to be a period of a couple months where our solid waste advisory group is kind of regrouping a little before we move forward on issues related to that group. But the other things, I think you and I have talked about this a lot lately, we'll be moving forward with the development agreement for 201 South Greensboro. I also anticipate we'll have some form of proposal coming back to us at some point from the Lloyd property. You may be aware, listeners, I know you are, Aaron, that in the spring we had a work session where our board members kind of talked to each other and kind of considered various alternative proposals that might make it possible for the Lloyd project to come back before us.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard some feedback from board members, and I think that the Lloyd family and their developer are kind of trying to look at all of that and decide whether to come back with some, you know, nuanced, slightly different version, or to go with what can be there. And anyway, that'll be, I think that's going to be one of the other big things that comes before our board, if not this fall, then next spring.
Awesome. Again, townofcarborough.org. Get more information on town stuff there, including that solid waste services study for residents. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much, and have a good family trip.
Thank you, Aaron.